Come on, bro. You know you really ain't do that.
This doesn't end well for
Breeze. Yeah, right.
No, that's hella
questionable.
Two Guys and a Pro Bowler is brought to you by Xfinity.
Diving interception, Lance Briggs, El Boogie. Alex Brown brings him down. Down he goes.
I'm telling your mommy, you heard me.
Anthony Adams dancing around like it's Christmas.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the 10th episode of Two Guys and a Pro Bowler. It's 10.
Wow.
10. Tension. No, they're like when you slam the dominoes exceeded. Down. Huh. 10.
Tension.
Tension.
Yes. Hey, y'all like how I just got him out of that old 55.
Alex Brown. And number 55.
We know who he is.
Had a defensive player of the year vote one time.
I did have one vote.
The 10th. How you spell 10th?
T-E-N-F-F.
You know,
I don't even know.
Temp.
But I have said that so many times. That sounds so bad.
Temp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you jump in and out.
Where
of.
Where you at? You 8th, 9th, temp. You temp. You temp in line.
Temp.
What? Hey, temp? He jumps in and out of country and professional on TV.
Catching so many times, man.
Hey, it's in me, man. Hey, White Springs, Florida, baby. White Springs, Florida.
White Springs. I did not know it was an A in Springs.
Springs. There isn't an A. It's Springs. Yes. Dog, come on, man.
Hey, man. Chicago Bears, man.
What?
We didn't have a good showing against the Eagles.
No, we did not.
Did we even show?
We had 3 points. Got 3 points. We shot a three.
We should have had six.
We shot a three.
Yeah.
Hey, we should have had six.
Yeah, no, that was a tough situation. Coming in first kick, 54 yarder. That's a long man. That's
just
a long way.
A bit outside.
Now I get it. He's an NFL kicker. I understand,
bro. That's
his job. I get it. That's a long way, bro.
Just a bit outside.
I'm still glad that we moved past Biaf.
After Biaf.
Did you say birth?
After Biaf.
Biaf. This is after Biaf. This is
after Biaf.
Biaf. Oh my God.
Strong Jay. We going up against the Niners. We can beat this team. They only got one win.
Yes.
Magnificent. Strong Jay. We can beat the Niners, dog.
Marcus, let me touch you.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
The wording behind that, a tough situation. How many tough situations you been in?
Tons.
How many tough situations you been in?
A whole heap of.
I got to vote for defensive player of the year, though. So I come through in those tough situations. You know what I mean?
I come through.
Hey, in the words of the great Rob Marinelli, nobody gives a
right. Nobody.
They don't.
Nobody.
That is the best advice ever.
And
ever.
He's saying it you every had a tough week day, down right? in Dallas.
You had a tough day.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, cold outside.
It's raining.
Right.
It's snowing. It's sunny.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. All that. Right?
Hey, with that. Hold on. With that look that he's concerned.
That he, like, really
it's
care.
Cold. Yes, like, it is. Cold. It's like -2 outside. Yes.
Good. Because nobody gives a shit.
I was like, Coach, I thought we were having a moment.
Right. He drew me in. I was like, yes, Coach.
Yes. Like, you're finally understanding. Yes. Then he just shoots
you down.
You
say that and you still shaking your head. Nobody gives a
right. Like, all right. Yep. Gotcha. Oh, yeah, no, we should beat the Niners, man. But this Eagles game, let's not go. You just want to burn the film? Just want to burn it?
Burn the film? We got a few dances we got to talk about.
I'm sorry, yes.
You got to burn that, man, with the finest of kerosenes.
Wow.
Yes. The finest of kerosenes. Do it from back here. Burn that.
That's bad, man.
Burn
that's
bad.
Coming into San Francisco, though. San Francisco, we got Bethard as the QB.
You're
we got Carlos Hyde as the running back. Come on. We got to be able to stop. And that's the only thing they're going to be able to do is run.
That's
but
it.
They have played people tough, though.
Yeah.
They played some tough teams. They played them close. But they still got one win, man.
Yep. I mean, if, other
and yeah, and you saw Garoppolo,
some good teams
right?
Too, like we beat Carolina.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Who was that? We beat. I mean, we didn't beat.
We Minnesota. Beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
we beat Pittsburgh. You saw a good Pittsburgh look.
It was a close
what
game.
What year we talking Minnesota?
This year.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm sure.
This year.
You
this
forgot
year.
Already?
Yeah. I was like, I don't remember beating Pittsburgh that year.
Yeah. So, no, we beat Pitt this year. We beat Carolina. These are two. Teams that are looking like they're going to make the playoffs, teams, yeah. You know? So, I mean, it's – and back to San Fran, I mean, we're – Garoppolo looked pretty good, too. He didn't look
he
bad.
Might, he might be.
He didn't
there.
Look bad. And I think –
Jimmy G.
Yeah. What's the name? The starting quarterback, Bethford, or – is that his name? Bethford?
Yeah, no, it's Bethard.
Bethard.
CJ.
Yeah, yeah, CJ. Let's
man.
Do
from
CJ.
Iowa, baby.
he got hurt, so we'll probably right. See Garoppolo.
Jimmy G.
They
pretty fast.
They gave up a lot to get old Garoppolo, man. And they just playing him. So, I don't know. There's not much film out there on Garoppolo. So,
it's a winnable game.
We better win.
It's a winnable game.
But if we don't win.
Lance is over it, dog.
I am. Right.
If we don't win, listen to this. If we don't win, then we're fighting. Actually, we're going to get the best player in the draft because we're going to be probably two then. Because Cleveland going to screw it up. They ain't going to get the best player. We're going to just get whoever Cleveland don't take. No.
What pick would that be?
If we get the number two pick, bruh. If we get the number two pick, man, come on.
Trade him! No.
No. Oh, my God. Now, we were here. Hey, what's the highest pick y'all had at San Fran? And then when you were here, what's the highest pick?
One.
No.
Did y'all have the number one pick?
One, dude. Oh, actually, yeah, we did.
Y'all had
that's
the number one
I
pick?
That's why I said it.
Alex Smith, yeah.
You took, I'm sorry, who is
yeah.
it?
Alex Smith.
Oh, yes. Okay, Smith. Yeah. I thought he had an F at the end of his name. I'm sorry.
Smith. Yeah, S-M-I-F-F. Yeah. Just like Tim. Smith. Jeez.
Smith.
Smith, man.
No, we weren't that bad. We got four. I think four was when we took Cedric Benson.
Cedric
Benson.
Like,
took Cedric Benson.
First and fourth. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
What did y'all do that following year?
Nothing.
Nothing? Mm-mm. With the number one pick, you didn't do nothing?
Nothing.
See, with our fourth pick, we were second in the NFC and went to the playoffs.
Boom.
So, what's our fourth pick?
Cedric Benson.
Boom.
He ain't do much. We had Thomas Jones, so.
That's true.
Yeah, we had TJ.
So, yeah, red shirt.
Yeah, he played a little bit, but he just didn't.
Yeah. He did a lot better this next
Super
team.
Bowl, yeah.
His next team.
Cincinnati. Oh, when he went to Cincy, he did. He ran through.
Remember that game?
Yes, I remember.
Did you play that game?
Yes, I. Not
wow. Well. Not really. None of us really.
I couldn't
played.
Get. We couldn't.
Are you?
We couldn't
you
get.
Played too?
Yeah.
When we went I don't up, know, man. Like
when we went to Cincy,
a blur to me. Yeah.
We went to Cincy, and he ran for.
Oh,
I
you know
get
what?
Two bills.
I couldn't get a pirate from Mark Anderson.
Oh yeah.
I'm running right down, and he's running the same gap.
Lack was out that year, right?
Lack was out that game.
That's when he hurt his wrist.
So, 2009.
Okay. So this was the game where Tommy came into he came into the training room late.
Okay.
And then Love was like, "What, hey, big guy, you're not going to play this game." And then he didn't play that game. And so, like, we got – I mean, it wasn't because of him. Like, if he played, we – probably still would have got thrashed.
We just got thrashed.
The way we got beat, yeah, we probably would only gave Cedric 140 yards because he killed us.
I don't remember.
Going
I don't
half,
know what that was the score. It was bad at halftime.
I think they had
gosh,
30.
I'm going to be watching
half,
the film.
And then they scored another touchdown. I think it ended up 38-3 or something like that.
Really?
It was that
I
bad.
I thought I actually thought it was a little closer than that. But
oh,
they
yeah,
just
no.
they just beat. We couldn't stop them.
It was one of those games where at halftime, coach is like, guys, I'm going to be watching the film.
I tell you what, that Baltimore game we went to that year was bad. Baltimore beat us up.
Yeah.
2009. Yeah. They beat us up there.
Yeah.
That's when, I mean, we played that whole division. That stunk. We did beat Pittsburgh here. Second game
smacked
of the season.
Smacked them. Yeah, it was a great win.
Yeah, it was a
great
win.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
We went 9-7 that year.
Without Lane.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We went
7-9.
Big difference there, but
yeah.
Yep. And then we come back. Then you guys come back the next year, and it was really odd for me because I wasn't here. And
it was still normal for us, though.
Dude, we lost 45-10.
Against Cincy?
Yes.
There we go.
Jesus. Oh my goodness.
We did. It was like 30. Oh. It was 30 something going in the half.
Wow.
And then we played the Browns after that and we went 30-6. So like, yeah, we're back. Then we play Arizona and lose 41-21. Remember that?
Yes.
Who was that?
I remember that. We don't have to go back over that, man. The dumbest.
I think that was the game Tommy got ejected.
Yeah, he did. He did. But it's funny because when you watch it, the dude did. He sneak
provoked him.
Yeah, he did. He was like 2 weeks in a row. Latui.
Yep.
Yeah. So he
Latui point.
Gave him the business.
Gave him business. And then Tommy came back and hit him. He said,
Oh yeah.
Ref was like, "You're out of here.
It's
all. It's always the react. The guy that reacts to it, right?
Yeah.
It's always him.
You always get the guy. The last.
The guy that reacts to afterwards, he's the one that's gonna get called for the foul.
Get the last.
Just
guy,
don't do it. It's like the laugher.
You know what? How about? I was tweeting this when the Eagles were doing the hustle or electric slide on the sideline, like. It's kind of one of those things where you're like, if you're the opposing team, you're like, man, what are they over there doing that, man? Like, they shouldn't be doing that. Mm-hmm. But if it's you, you're like, yo.
Ooh, that shit's dope.
It's kind of dope, dog.
Right. No, I mean, if they shouldn't be doing it, that we had this conversation.
Right.
You don't want them to do it.
They was doing it
Don't let them in the sideline. But don't turn the ball
over.
Because they're doing it for a reason, right? So they're either doing it because they got a turnover, they're doing it because they scored a touchdown.
Having a good time.
Stop it. Don't do
it. If you're doing all those dances, you're winning.
Yeah.
You're doing something
that's
good.
That's what you do when
the
you
more
have
dancing
fun.
You're doing, right. The more dancing you're doing, the more successful.
People forget that it's a kid's game, man.
Right.
You're out there acting like a kid, man.
I think it's a game.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's entertainment. That's what it is.
Right.
And I think people lose that side of it. The most disrespectful somebody ever been scoring a touchdown for you when you were playing.
Scoring
as far as the dance, yeah.
I don't know, man. I think that T.O. pulling the Sharpie.
That was on you?
Out of the sock. No, it wasn't
on
me.
Okay.
It wasn't on me. But he said he was going to do that.
Because he knew he was going to score. Yeah. To have a Sharpie in your
against
sock,
Sean
I think
Springs.
That's gangster. I mean, you know you're going to get it in the end zone.
Chad Johnson did some stuff.
That started the whole
and he did one on us too.
Deal. Yeah, that is what comes to mind for me.
Chad Johnson.
The Chad Johnson one.
He had a list.
And this
one
here wasn't
list of
even
all corners. Remember he had
yes.
a list.
Yes.
Got him.
Yes.
Charles Tillman. I'm coming after you this week.
It's in his locker, and he is marking people off. He got. Imagine that. You on the list.
Yeah.
And he is going on. This wasn't Twitter.
That's very disrespectful.
He going on TV, national TV, and he's saying, "Hey, Charles Tillman, you next." What? Oh, my. And then he come out here and give it to him.
That's
gangster.
Kiss the baby. I'm going to make you kiss the baby.
Yes.
That's gangster.
No, at his heyday, man, he was something else, man. He was hard. He's hard to.
Gangster.
Yeah, it is.
Stop him. Don't let him get in.
You got to stop him. Yep.
Then you won't see it.
And then early
you
in that game,
about it.
Shoot, I think he beat Vash on a double move. And he would dance. He did the river ball. What was it? The river? Where he do his feet?
Dance, yeah.
Bro, I was so hot. But you can't do nothing. I mean, what you going to do?
I can't
stop
remember.
Stop getting in his zone.
I can't remember the worst touchdown, but I can remember a play in college. This was right after Chad Johnson left, and they had, what was the big boy from St. Louis? 39,
offense?
Running back.
Jackson.
Steven Jackson.
Yep.
Steven Jackson was at Oregon State.
Pac-12.
They're running the zone
Pac-12. On
turf. Yes,
Pac-12.
Yes, Pac-12. All right. They're running the zone. It's on the first. It's basically the first carry.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the zone. So as I'm running sideways, he had already turned up. Right. Full speed. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And as I start to turn to bend my shoulders, his head was already at this level.
This doesn't end well for
you. Yeah.
Greece.
Right.
You know, at this him to point, be there that fast.
At this point. Just hold on for life.
Yes.
Bop, you know, put me on my back, rolls the ball down, was like, you supposed to be all Pac-12, huh?
Wow.
Get the ball off.
That is so disrespectful.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had every intention on taking his head off. But
know
he ran for 200 and about 230 yards that day.
Yeah,
I overran him all day. Now it was a rough day.
But he only got 10 yards after that play, though, right? He had 220 yards.
Yes.
After that play, yeah. He only got 10 more.
If we can get rid of the, if we can get rid of these 8 plays that he had right here, he'd only have 82 yards.
Look, guys, if we could just get rid of all of his yak,
right,
he'd have 10 yards.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. Have you ever anybody ever ran you over?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. But it was high school. Like, clean. Oh, okay. Like, clean. Pam, can't do nothing.
What about cake?
What about Cincinnati?
Pancake.
Cincinnati?
Yeah, what about Cincinnati?
Nah, not about running back. I mean, get ran over. I don't got pancakes.
Rudy Johnson.
Oh, yeah, I got Rudy Johnson run over me.
Bro, Rudy Johnson. Rudy Johnson, you had you on skates. For at least 4 or 5 yards.
That's not
SEC,
run over,
right?
That's SEC, but SEC. That's not run over. I'm talking about run over.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Plank came and helped you.
Like AP.
like nah, bro. I ain't never Ran. Hold on, cause I don't want. See, I know y'all out there googling it right now. Y'all trying to find something to catch me in a lie here.
Yes,
so,
we're gonna do it too.
Sometimes it's hard for a running back to run over because he got like so many other people like. Like grabbing them
help.
Already?
I've needed help. Like my, I think it was, Bettis? I think it was, no, Staley. I want to say, I think it
Duke
was Staley.
Bettis didn't get you?
I think, no.
Never?
Nah. We know who Bettis got. Oh, yeah.
He'll let you know it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 54.
He'll let you know it, too.
We know who he got.
He'll let you know it, too.
Nah, I think Staley. Yeah,
shout out to the bus, man.
What about Hines Ward? Hines Ward did some damage, too, against us.
Oh, okay, yeah, but he ain't run nobody over. My bad.
I mean, he run me over, but he did.
Wow.
He did dip on his way to the end zone.
Hey, you ever try to fight your way out of a cake, though? Like, you knew, like, you was about to get caked. So you
try
like,
to turn?
You try to turn the shoulder, like.
Yes. Yes. I got pancake. I don't even know. Desmond Clark.
No, it's not a true cake.
Hey.
I
was on the shoulder. I landed on the shoulder. I landed on the shoulder. On the shoulder. On the shoulder. I landed on the shoulder. Man, hey, I got body slammed by a tight end against Denver rookie year preseason, and it was bad.
Was it D. Clark?
No, it wasn't D. Clark. It was the other one. He had long hair. It wasn't D. Clark though.
It was either D. Clark or Shannon Sharp.
No, I'm not giving D. Clark that. I know it's like the third string guy. Because, you know, I ain't played with the starters. So, no. Rookie year? Preseason? Mm-mm. I'm in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, I did. I got that. And then Walter Jones, I'm pretty sure. Yep, pretty sure I got pancaked by him.
Willie Roth?
Wow. Yeah.
Because I remember being in that huddle.
Willie Roth beat me up.
I remember being in that huddle, and you was breathing hard.
Listen to me here.
Here we go.
Listen to me.
Here we go.
The only thing in my mind that game was don't quit. Just don't give up. Just keep fighting.
Because
I couldn't beat him. So it was just don't stop.
Jones?
Just don't quit.
Oh,
Willie Roth.
Oh. He pointed at him. He was like, Briggs.
Man, though,
he
dog.
Said, "That's look who I got to go up against."
He gave me one of these one play. He gave me one of these. And I'm down in my stands. I'm like, all right, here we go.
He gave you a mulligan?
No, he looked up. Like, so he down in his stands, and I'm right here looking at him. What? So they going to run? They going to run right here. That's what he – run right here. I got him. Boom! And I'm on the sideline, bro. He pushed me. Out of bounds, okay? I can't stop him. I couldn't do nothing.
Wait a second.
He didn't body slam me out of bounds.
Did he turn up and block somebody else?
No. He stayed on me.
Oh.
And I couldn't stop him. I couldn't. But the problem is that the play was going to the other side.
Oh, no.
He saw that it was, let's say, if it was closed left for us. So the three technique was on the other side. I'm over here by myself. Right?
Oh,
so I got the nose.
Oh, yeah.
So right here. And it was a hey, Priest Holmes hit his head on the goalpost.
Yes, he did.
Done deal.
Broke the record.
Oh, my God. Broke the record. We're going that game.
Oh, so he cut back to where you were supposed to be.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Priest Holmes
did Yeah. There was no movement. Like, I needed movement. I needed the stem or something.
How come
man?
You just didn't, like, fall and make a pile?
I couldn't.
You didn't know where your feet was, huh?
He had me here. You can't.
I understand what it's like to get in that vice grips yes. them, when them old dad man strips.
Yes.
Like you tell your dad to do something and he mad or something. He good. Just grabbing like a whole car and moving Brillo it. Pack. Like one of them type.
Yes.
Goodness,
who's the big,
man.
The big left tackle for Philly?
Trey Thomas.
Trey Thomas went to FSU, okay? My second year, we played Philly.
ACC. ACC.
There was actually Big East back
well,
then.
They ACC
so,
right now.
Yeah. They were actually Big East. But, were they? Yeah, I think so. Okay, so Trey Thomas he hit me here. Boom. And he's just like, come on, Florida, come on. And I couldn't do nothing. He had one hand on me. I couldn't do nothing. Come on, Florida, let's go, come on. And I was like, listen to me, I'm not playing. I'm trying. All right, play over. It's over, man. And he let me go. I was like, I can't.
You said
I
get what?
You said
what did that do to your psyche, bro?
It hurt, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, man. No. The play's over.
Right, I get. That's the only way he would let me go.
Wait a minute.
I'm hitting his arm.
When he let you go, was it a little extra, like?
Yeah.
Or did he just? Did
he let like, go? Nah, he's and I'm hitting it. All right, play over.
Yeah, he gave you a little, a slight disrespectful.
You know, as if
he gave you
as
a boost back to your home.
As if the one hand block wasn't disrespectful enough. He gave me a little. Just to let me know, there's more. Hey, not today, little boy.
Dang,
not,
AD. Not
little, oh, yeah.
Now,
little
boy.
I
don't think I've ever, like, just got true one-on-one cake. It was always, like, somebody on a pile where my foot tripped or something like that, and the offensive lineman, like, took advantage of it, like, boom.
Y'all
you know
play
what I'm saying?
KC?
Yeah.
And y'all played Dallas when Big Boy was in there, right?
Dude. I've always, like, I'm about
you
to make this pile.
You?
I'm always making this pile. I'm dropped to that knee.
Hey, let's do it. Let's find it. Let's find that video.
Find it,
bro. Let's find that video.
I will own up to it.
Yes.
If it was a true cake, I'll give them their props. But I've always, like.
But you don't remember
any. Not where it was
were
just like
concussed?
101.
Were you concussed?
No, cuz. No. Listen. It's always
maybe
been.
That's why you don't remember.
It's always been like a pile or something.
Oh, him.
Listen. It's always been like a pile or something where my foot like hit a pile or something like that, and then they like may have flipped me or something like that.
Oh, you got
but
tripped.
It's never been a true
you
one.
You said you got
and you know
tripped.
That's the worst one.
Because
they see like, yeah. Oh, he just tripped. Yeah. Like, come on, bro. You know you really ain't do that, dog. Like, you know, like
so
I
you're
just
telling me that you spent most of your the first 4 years of your career being double teamed.
Yeah.
And you weren't pancake?
Nah.
Two people. Nah. You weren't pancake.
Not just like flattened, like nah.
It was always on the
and
shoulder.
Like I'm like, come on.
It was on
man.
The shoulder.
Come on, man. Come on, both of y'all. Come on, dog. Is it really worth it?
Why are you looking up at her like that?
Because that's how you would be. Yes, she even got cake. Like, come on, bro.
Because he's 5'9"
y'all really
nine and a half.
Ain't nobody gonna turn up. Nobody gonna turn up to the linebacker. And then you know you pulling your jersey down like this. Yeah,
it's supposed
come
to
on, man.
It's supposed to be taped.
What type of then you blame somebody?
You
what type of tape
anybody.
Dog got on the doggone jersey?
You get mad at it?
Got
T-man.
My jersey all disheveled.
Come on!
Was it really? Nobody's gonna turn up to the linebacker.
Just come here, Hoss. I got you.
And they try. And then
got my jersey all messed up.
He hit you with this. That don't help. I need some better tape. This ain't doing nothing. No. Oh my gosh.
I have never seen anybody with that. I don't know what it is—the type of liquid or something that you put on your man. You know how the refs come out there and like check your jersey. Like,
yeah.
Who does that? Where do you get that from?
I
like,
think
why
it's
don't
just
they
Vaseline.
Even check that?
It's Vaseline. So when it's cold out there, some people used to put Vaseline.
No, yeah,
on.
You put it on your arms and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's not gonna help you if you put it on your jersey.
I don't know if they got that grip, but I don't know they might let go. But I'm telling you anything. I could have used some Vaseline that day,
but
so
the refs,
Chase Thomas would let me
refs
go.
Check you,
no
like,
Vaseline, but
okay, you're good. Like I don't understand why they did that jump.
I don't know, man.
Pause.
But I can't. I don't have a story like Alex where somebody's just driving me over to the side.
Hit me,
like, I didn't even catch it.
Yeah,
I heard that pause too.
Yes. You got a story.
And, I don't.
And we are going to
find it. We're going to find it.
We're going to
find
it. Yes, he
I
has
don't.
A story.
I'm not acting like I'm just the biggest, baddest, toughest
That's
dude.
That's what you sound like.
You kind of are.
You aren't the biggest. We know that. We know.
I might be one of the widest.
You're the widest. Yes, you are the widest.
I don't just remember nobody just caking me like that.
Yeah, we're going to find it. Don't worry.
You remember a tight end named Daniel Graham?
Tight end? Yes.
Daniel Graham, I think he was – he started
Colorado.
Off but he would start off at New England. Mm-hmm. And we went to New England for our preseason game. It was my rookie year. And I was covering Daniel Graham as a Sam, and I couldn't figure out if it was run or pass. Mm-hmm. Every time I thought it was run, I would lunge, and he'd run and pass me. Every time I thought it was pass, he got his hands on me. And they ran a sweep to their sideline. And so as they ran the sweep, I started running. And I feel somebody's hand on me. It's Daniel Graham. He chasing me, right? Boom, he started chasing me. And I'm starting to turn to try to fight him. And now I'm on skates.
You got force?
Oh,
you got to force it back?
I don't. At this point, I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do right now. But stay alive. So at this point, I'm trying to stay up. And as we get to the sideline, he chucks me. And I fall, hit, tumble on New England's sideline. Boy, you got your so I get up and we're all, of course, we're off the field. So I run and I can see Dick Geron. I make eye contact with Dick Geron, right? And I go in the opposite direction. Dick Geron chases me down on the sideline. He said, "Hey, 91, don't you ever get your kicked." Across there, go to the other sideline again like that.
Wait. You hit him. Hey, he 91. Was 9-1.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah. Like, that's what you know, boy.
That's when you don't mind your jersey getting all rough.
He was 91.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I remember those days, man.
That's terrible. All right, look. Would you come back now to play Pat Manley's position, to play a long snapper? Would you come back into the league after being retired? I've been retired 5 years now.
No question. It ain't even a question. Absolutely. Because they don't get hit. You don't have, like, the rules say nobody can even line up over you anymore. Mm-hmm. So they can't hit you until your head
but
comes
back
up.
But you still got to run down.
Yep.
That's a couple sprints,
on the punts.
On punts? That is the only thing you have to cover because kickoffs, honestly, I mean, they kick them out of bounds. Or they kick him out of the end zone, so you really don't have to do that.
I bet though, if you did that, if all of us did that, at least within the first 5-6 games, we're gonna be on the medical report. we're gonna go from questionable, probable on Saturday.
Hella questionable.
Hella questionable.
What is HQ? Headquarters? No, that's hella
questionable. What? Oh my God, no, man.
You gotta make up medical terms for us, man.
I do it, man. I do
what
it.
What is HQ,
absolutely.
Man?
I would do it. I would come back if
well,
I was.
If you
just,
came back, it'll be year 10. So you.
I gotta get that 10. I'd like to get that 10.
Automatically, like, your minimum is $1 million.
Done deal.
Or 1 point something.
Yeah.
Right now.
Mm. Yeah. Right now.
Lance, if you come back, it'll be what? 14?
12. 13.
Would you do it?
I'd be a long snapper, yeah.
Long snapper.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I can't. Like, to come back and try to play
but then
in.
They,
and
they
try
may
to,
ask you in practice, hey, man, we might need to come out here and play a little tight end, man.
No.
I can't do nothing else.
No.
I can't do nothing else. You said Pat Manley. See,
Pat used to give us looks.
I remember when I got here, Pat Manley was actually – a left tackle when I got here. He was a lot bigger.
Bigger, right?
ACC.
Pat used to get his ass, I mean, his butt, whoa, out. Oh, my God. Pat used to get tore up, man. Listen, Pat got hurt one day, and when I tell you we could not get off a field goal, a punt, an extra point, nothing. Anything that involved the snapper, we couldn't do it.
You realize how important he was.
That's when Coach Geron said, Patrick, you're just going to be the long snapper. You're no longer on the offensive side. You don't even worry about going to the meeting. It's a done deal. Right. It's over. Like, he showed his value there. Oh, man. Oh, speaking of which, being in weird situations right here, How about Tyrod Taylor? How would you feel? How would you respond to that? Do you sit on the sideline? Because I've been in that situation where you lose your job.
Yes.
And you're out there, you want the team to win. Mark Anderson, I want to win.
Yes.
But do you want to win to the point where you want him to do well too? Because Tyrod, he had to be sitting on the sideline. This boy got 5 interceptions in the first half. Yeah. He got me sitting on the sideline laughing his butt off.
He's a rookie. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you just really met the guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's not like you know his wife and his kids.
Right.
And like all this,
like, right. No, I'm telling you, like,
Nathan Peterman.
Have you ever like been in that situation? I was hot, bro. You remember? I was so mad, man. I was so mad to the point I've never been this mad while being here. That I'm wearing at training camp, bro. I did not care. I was going and doing my job, but I'm wearing little shirts that said like grumpy and mad and like angry. Like other, I ain't saying nothing,
hella
but I'm wearing
angry.
Hella angry. I was so hot, man. But like for the season, I still want to win. Like I want to win, but. Golly, man.
You wanted to be like, how can we win, but you do bad?
Or you.
I can get back in.
Like, isn't that a really, like, screwed up situation?
This is what makes me mad or whatever. Like, they start the guy, right? And then the very next week, they're like, what's up, Tyrod? Yes. How's the best quarterback in all the world doing today? Guess who's starting? You are. Okay, here's a playbook. Hey,
yeah.
This is how we're going to attack them, man, all right?
Yeah. What do you do, Tyrod?
So you eat your breakfast today now, okay?
From Tyrod's standpoint, you got to be happy that you get another opportunity, right?
Well, also that your value just went up.
His value went sky high by not playing.
And you come back and you win the following week?
He did win the following week.
Against a good team, too?
Yes, the price went up. Did. Yeah,
the price went up.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When it comes around that time.
Speaking of price,
this
is free. So guys, make sure you rate us.
Yep.
Subscribe us.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta go.
Yep.
We got kids.
Yeah, we do.
You know what I'm saying?
Plenty.
So, I mean, it's free, man. We love our time here, but we gotta go. So
we've enjoyed
rate
it.
Us, subscribe. All that good stuff. Two guys and a Pro Bowler. We out.
Thanks for listening to Two Guys and a Pro Bowler, brought to you by Xfinity. Make sure you rate and subscribe because remember, Spice has 4 kids to feed.